The mayor of Kingston, Jamaica, calling for a review of critical city facilities and updates to Jamaica's building code to strengthen disaster readiness after Hurricane Melissa exposed vulnerabilities. This is WAVS News. The Category 5 storm, which battered the island 2 weeks ago, carried winds of up to 185 miles per hour, leaving widespread damage across several parishes. Mayor Andrew Swaby is noting that current code allows for structures designed to withstand sustained winds of at least 155 miles an hour.
This is a clear signal that we must update and enforce the regulation under the Building Act without delay. We also need to take a hard look on where our critical facilities are located. Many of our municipal buildings, infirmaries, and fire stations sit in vulnerable areas and must be relocated to higher, more stable grounds.
Swaby says planners and environmental experts must have a central voice in the rebuilding process, and local authorities must be properly equipped and empowered to carry out their responsibilities effectively.
Meanwhile, the Turks and Caicos Islands has pledged up to $2 million in relief aid to Jamaica in the wake of Hurricane Melissa. Half of the sum is to come from the government, with the private sector expecting to match the amount. Premier Washington Misik made the announcement in a video message Tuesday.
My government has approved a financial donation of $1 million to the government of Jamaica, and we are further calling on our private sector partners to match this contribution in recognition of the vital role the Jamaican workforce plays in our economy for a combination cash support of $2 million.
Premier Misik says the move is a nod to the positive contributions of Jamaicans to TCI society.
On behalf of the government and people of the Turks and Caicos Islands, I extend heartfelt thoughts and prayers to the government and people of Jamaica as they respond to the devastating aftermath of Hurricane Melissa. The Turks and Caicos Islands stands in unwavering solidarity with our Caribbean family during this difficult time. Ours is a bond strengthened by shared history, culture, and the countless contributions of Jamaicans to our society.
Authorities in St. Vincent and the Grenadines launching an investigation after the body of a St. Lucian man was discovered in a freshly dug grave in the Lomans Leeward Islands in the Lomans Leeward Mountains. Police says the deceased has been identified as 32-year-old Lee Chang Anthony, a farmer who had been residing in Kingstown. His body was found at 11 o'clock. His body was found this past Sunday. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.